So tell me a bit about your life, what you do. I'd love to just know more about who you are.
My name's Liz Winkler, and I'm a 60-year-old white woman with long gray curly hair, and I use a manual wheelchair. I came from Lindsay, Ontario, a small town north of Toronto, and I always really loved dance. I was never much into sport, but I love dance. And then I went off to university, and in my first year, I got into a motorcycle accident with my boyfriend and became paraplegic. And he was not injured. I was 18 at the time. And we got married, and we had two kids together. And then we both became teachers.
What were you teaching?
I was teaching elementary school, and I just wore myself out. I just did too much. I got paralyzed. I had one baby. I had another baby. I went to university. I became a teacher. Then I tried to teach full time, and I just basically kind of fell apart in so many ways. At the same time, my marriage fell apart. So I was pushing 40 and newly single, and was not able to do my teaching job anymore. My kids were teenagers, and I decided to come to Ottawa because I had been to Carleton University before and I knew it was super accessible. And so I took the master's degree in Canadian studies. My special topics were women's issues and policy. And I was writing about disability in Canada and doing comparative analysis with disability issues in Canada and in the States and in European countries. I started to realize certain things like disability is really a social construct, and your experience is largely determined by the government's policy towards you. Stuff like that started to really sink in for me.
So, do you mind sharing a little bit about what exactly your injury is?
Oh, sure. There was an impact injury. So my spine went down on the top on the motorcycle seat. So the spine itself got crushed and severed the spinal cord. It's quite drastic. They have to rebuild a little bit of your spine and fuse it together. So I have several vertebrae fused together. So there's some real tightness, right? You're actually fused. When your spinal cord gets severed like that, you don't feel or move anything below the level of your injury. I found that after years, I never did move anything, but I did start to feel things. I feel a lot more when I do the gyro practice.
I think your story is just incredible. I've only known of one other trainer who is also in a manual wheelchair. And just for our audience who maybe are not familiar, could you explain what it means for a place to be accessible?
So accessible for me means, can I get in the door? And if I'm going to be there for hours, can I use the washroom? I would love to go study gyrokinesis and gyrotonic with others, but I'm worried about accessibility.
I would love to learn more about what you find out to be useful to you, how you found the methods, and how it's been able to benefit you.
I met Shara Weaver and Renata Suter and Alan Shane are three people that started Propeller Dance in 2007. So I fell in love with integrated dance. Like you're dancing with people with disabilities and without disabilities together. And some of them are trained contemporary dancers, you know. So I was learning so much so fast. I got the master's degree. I completely devoted myself to Propeller Dance. And now I'm like artistic lead. So I'm really busy with the organization, but also still dancing with the company, and trying to create an artistic practice for myself outside of the company. As an independent artist, I've started to apply for grants to do my own pieces. That's how I met Shawnette Watkins. She also took an interest in the integrated dance, and anytime she was there, she shared gyrokinesis with us. And then I fell in love with gyrokinesis. We have people in the company that can hardly move their body. They're quadriplegic. And yet you could see the benefits in each and every person's body. And as dancers, it was the best possible practice we could bring in. So about 4 years ago, I did my pre-study with Seanette over several weekends. I feel like that's like one of the greatest acts of mentorship that I've ever received, you know, because wow. It so fits in with everything I want to do with my body and my life and my community. The Gyrokinesis Foundation training I did with Dana Greengrass. I was so intimidated by her because she's a superstar, you know, in the world of dance and choreography. But she was so kind and so accessible and so present. Because it's a new thing, you know, working with somebody who's injured in a very different way. So I really appreciated that. I took my final certificate in February of this year.
That's super exciting. What would you tell other people who maybe have limitations in their ability for various reasons, who might be a little scared to try this kind of work? What would your encouragement be?
I would tell somebody you need to try the gyrokinesis method because you can do it sitting down. I mean, that's amazing, you know, that you can do such a full workout sitting down. I would tell people that at the very least, you're going to feel good and you're going to have more oxygen and you're going to restore your equilibrium. Those things are very important. In the long run, you can't find a better practice for your resilience and your range of motion and your strength. It's so easy because you just follow, and then every time you learn more and more, you start to understand the breathing, you start to understand how everything connects together.
It's beautifully said.
The very first session of the gyrokinesis method was awesome. Like, I just remember feeling so invigorated and at peace, you know, like I'd done a good workout, but I felt more energetic than at the beginning. That's what always surprised us. That's why I wanted more of that. I think because I'm paralyzed, I'm always working as hard as I can. I'm always lifting myself, all that stuff. So I think in a way, I didn't understand that with the gyrokinesis method, more movement might be available to you. And that's important to everybody, but it's really important to me as a dancer to find ways of creating new movement. It is very exciting.
Can you talk a little bit about exploring and finding modifications?
Working with Dana, we tried to approximate things when I couldn't make a big movement. For instance, we found that if I use the tall gyrokinesis stool, I could lean forward and do the whole cat back series in that position. And it was really, really effective for me in all the right ways. In some cases, you can find the right support. If you can't do it with your body, you do it with your imagination. You know, so a lot of the work of grounding the legs, I seem to be able to focus on the legs and start to feel the legs, you know, and I always put pressure down, like, when you are putting pressure down on the floor, I'm doing that to my legs with my hands. So I can feel the grounding happening in my legs in a whole different way. I think the continuous motion is very significant. I've got terrible scoliosis. I think that doing static postures is not necessarily a favor to yourself if you're very crooked. But the continuous motion of gyro, I think, is a real asset. The fact that you're constantly in motion and breathing and connected allows a gentler opening to an already very crooked body.
That makes sense. And did you notice any difference at all in the movement or the functionality of your organs below the injury? Did that have any kind of impact?
Oh, yeah. That is a significant problem for people who are paralyzed. Like, how do you keep your systems moving? And this is one way that it definitely does keep your systems moving. Like I say, I've never been able to move anything in my lower body, but I think the awareness is very important. If a person can't move, get them to do it with their eyes, the figure eights, everything. So I always try to just assume that if I can't move something, it's okay. It's about the intention. And also, but I do think there's a huge element of imagination there.
I hadn't really thought of it in that way. That's really beautiful. How does that work when you're teaching someone who doesn't have limitations on their ability?
Well, that's tricky. Like sometimes with my own dance company, they know me well enough and I know them well enough to be able to instruct them. If it's a new group of people, like the general public, I'm not really going to be able to demonstrate everything. So Seanette will be my partner and she'll demonstrate everything as we go. So that's very helpful, having an able-bodied partner that knows enough to be a model. But I love having both of us because it's like, you know, if you had a disability somewhat like mine or some other disability, you can model me. Or if you're completely able-bodied, then you've got a model as well. So I love that co-teaching. There's phenomenal things that have happened for me when I really practice daily. I start to be able to feel my legs. I can always feel a little bit, but it becomes much more intense.
I didn't even know that was possible when you have paralysis in your legs. Is there anything else that you would like to share just about your story and your experience with this work?
I think I just want to share that the gyrokinesis method has been a gift. I've put a lot of work into it because it means that much to me. But without it being a gift, I never would have accessed it. If Seanette had not come to us and shared this, and the generosity of Dana taking on a student who is very different and might not be able to do all the things, she trusted me to find ways and to be really truthful and authentic about what I was experiencing in my body. I feel that the people that I've met seem to be people who are very inspired to share this knowledge. And I find that really great.
Let's end on what's next. What do you hope to do?
To be honest, like I really want to travel. I want to reach out to other teachers of the gyrokinesis method because this is something important to dancers with disabilities can find support to keep doing this. We're trying new things. We're taking the body of knowledge, but we're also working with pieces of it to make it more accessible. And I feel like I'm dealing with sacred things. You have to be very authentic about what are the effects in my body, to be really authentic about what the sequences do in my body and how we can find the common ground between this able-bodied person and this person who has a disability.
I think you have an opportunity to fill a huge gap. You are adapting the work to work for you. I'm looking forward to sharing your story. I so look forward to being in touch and hearing more about your journey and seeing where this takes you. And I hope I get to follow it for the long haul.